Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Leather Boys Podcast. Holy shit, it's been a while. We've been busy. I'm a little sick today, so I'm pushing through this, but yeah, it's been pretty busy with homework and stuff, and hangouts and stuff. It's getting close to Halloween, so that's why there's not that much. We have too many plans. And Thanksgiving.
I didn't say something about starting October, we'd be uploading weekly again. That was, what, 2 weeks ago?
Hey, listen, if it was 2 weeks ago, that's not that bad. We took a month last time.
Yeah, I don't think we have a single episode uploaded all of September. If we do, it's going to be like the first couple of September.
Yeah, most likely. Well, from now on, we're going to try our best. That's all I can give you. I'm not going to give you a set, like, schedule. Literally just try our best. School, stress, work, everything. Just social life. I think it's getting in the way. But we'll try to update you.
Yeah, speaking of school, I'm actually doing homework right now.
Yeah, see what I mean? See, we're pushing through today. Because we still have a lot of stuff to do. So, yeah, we'll just get straight into it now. Alrighty, well, we're going straight into it. So, anything new last, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah, but I'm gonna quickly leave the call because you're lagging out hard.
Oh, you started lagging out hard. You're fucking dumb. I'm actually gonna check something out here. Are you still there, man? Hey. Hi.
So I did something yesterday.
What day? Wait, October 2020. It doesn't show me what day? When was our last episode? It's October 2020. But October 2020, what day?
Let's see. Hold on, I'll check. Last episode was October
5th. October what?
October 5th.
Yeah, I can't understand you.
October 5th.
That's not what I mean, though.
What do you mean, though?
Not on Spotify. Where's Anchor? Where the fuck is Anchor?
October 5th.
No. Talking about our first podcast.
Of the month? Or our first
podcast? No, our first podcast in general.
Oh, okay. Give me a minute.
I'm looking for it right now. There, podcasts on Anchor. Anchor seems to give the actual
notes. October 23rd.
Yo! October 23rd.
Damn it, we missed it.
Was
yesterday.
God damn. Fuck. Well, I remember because
we used to do this Saturdays.
Yep. Well, guess what? This is actually just going to be our podcast anyway for October 23rd.
Edit that out. See, it's today. It's our anniversary.
Yeah, it's today. Ignore that this is posted October 24th, 2020. It was not. It was not posted in 2020, you idiot, first of all. Second of all, it's 2021. Third of all, it's just, fuck you.
Agreed.
Yep. Yeah, our last one was not since October 5th, so that's about 2 weeks.
Oh, hold on, gotta grab my charger.
Hey, I'm just saying, at least it wasn't like a whole entire month again.
Shit. Dude, we should have listened to the first episode so we know what we talked about and how we could echo it.
We talked about, okay, I remember, we thought about the first, like, we talked about my first ever, like, we talked about the name, first of all. The name, like, I started a podcast, and I was like, hey, it's Leather Boys Podcast. And you were like, what? We're actually going with that?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I didn't decide the name.
He did. He did decide the name. I just went through with it.
How far we've... Dude, it's hard to believe it's been a whole year already.
Yeah, I can't believe it. And we're still under 10 views.
Well, granted, that's because we do maybe 10 episodes every 4 months.
Fair, we're gonna be more consistent, like, we're edging closer, this is gonna be a podcast that's gonna be around for a while, alright? It's gonna be around for a while,
A lot has changed since that episode. You have a job now, we're both, you know, older in school.
Yep. Only thing that I hope...
I've got my learners.
Yeah, same here. Only thing I hope will change, though... is next year, this podcast is going to go on for years, but next year, graduation.
Yeah.
We graduate.
Our next live stream is going to be one of our weddings. Our wedding.
Not next one. What?
I'm saying one of our next...
Yeah, I in the future, kind of, like, yeah. Hold up a second. And we're probably going to find a more efficient way to record.
Wait, he's back.
By the way, ignore me blowing my nose, even though you can't ignore me blowing my nose, because you can hear it directly in your nostril. I'm just a little bit under the weather.
Warning headphone users.
Yeah, I'm far away from the mic anyway when I do that, but I'm just a little bit under the weather. No, it's not COVID. It's just a slight cold. I just have, like, a little bit of throat ache and just stuffy nose.
That's exactly what someone with COVID would say.
But I don't have COVID. And we're good. Because, like, I don't know if we... Like, if I had...
Tell me, dear boy, what do you know about prohibition?
Prohibition?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know much.
But what's the brunt of the knowledge you know about it?
A prohibition officer.
That's parole.
I think that just sums up my understanding of prohibition.
It's back in the 1920s to, like, 1940s when booze was outlawed in the state.
Oh, fuck!
Also, I'm not sure.
That's right, yeah, that thing. I literally watched Oversimplified about it.
Our scenario next week will have something to do with that. Oh, crap. No, Google does not want to use my mic or a phone.
I like how you want to say the full word now.
Who do you know?
What?
What do you know about Cassius Clay?
The fuck?
Cassius Clay, who is he?
He?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's Muhammad Ali.
Excuse me, what?
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, I think you doubted me too when I heard about it.
Muhammad Ali what?
It's Muhammad Ali's real name or something. I don't fucking know.
Look, I didn't look too much into boxing.
Where I gotta do, like, I've gotta memorize 31 famous people.
Well, if you say Muhammad Ali, it doesn't, like, that still counts. I have like I can think about like a few straight off the bat.
Sure, think of a few straight off the bat. Name them off.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Gabriel Iglesias, John F. Kennedy.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Roman. No.
Pierce.
Bill Gates. Fucking Elon Musk.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr.
You can stop now.
Hillary Clinton. Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, that other Chris dude. I forgot his name. It's Chris Pratt. There you go. I don't know. I forgot that one. Brad Pitt. Jack Black. Lady Dimitrescu. I meant what? No.
Dude, stop digging your own grave.
No.
You want it to be cremated, remember?
No, I don't remember that. I know Michael Jackson. You talked about death. And
yo, who the shit put Michael Jackson in the freezer?
Children? Adele.
What are you cackling about over there?
I just found that funny, the awkward silent. Like, I was like, I said, you were like, oh, who's stuffing Michael Jackson in the freezer? And I said, the kids. And then it was awkward silence, and I was just like, Adele. Like, naming off more celebrities. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Dude, you're just naming actors at this point.
O.J. Simpson.
Not exactly an actor, but
I mean actually, did you see his exercise? Did you see his exercise tape?
I have not. I hear it's to die for.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Did you know that O.J. Simpson applied to be the Terminator in James Cameron's movie, but he was declined because Cameron didn't think he could play a convincing killer? My God, how that's aged.
I mean, he's got let go. He's out of jail. So, I don't know. Maybe he wasn't a convincing killer.
Hold on a second. He's out of jail. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
When did OJ go to jail?
When did OJ go to jail?
2008.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the sentence for murder in Vegas?
He was released. Like he appeared on Twitter, and then you like, wait. Release.
He must have got out on good behavior or something, because I'm seeing it's like life.
He got out October 1st, 2017.
Oh, he's been out for a while. Yeah, he must have gotten out on good behavior or parole.
Probably. He got out like 9 years after he was put in jail, apparently. Not exactly 9 years, but...
You think O.J. Simpson is verified on Twitter?
Oh, he is. He is.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Let's see. Let me actually see, actually. Hold on. I believe he is. Yeah, you. I'm going on Twitter right now. Oh, no, he's not verified. Dude, okay.
Do we have a Twitter account?
He's not verified, okay, but his Twitter account is the real OJ32.
He's the real Slim Shady.
No, he's the real OJ32.
Do we have a Twitter account?
Yeah, we do. We do. We definitely do.
Okay, can you use a Twitter account and follow OJ Simpson on Twitter? If we're getting canceled, we're getting canceled for a good reason.
OJ Simpson's description. OJ Simpson's description is: "Hello, Twitter world. It's yours truly. If you don't see it here, I didn't say it." Hey, keep running the ball. The MVP to this point has taken to be King Henry. Monday morning wrap-up. Yep. Uh-huh. Is he a racist? October 12th. OJ Simpson posted, "Is he a racist?" What is he, an inspirational speaker now or some bullshit? What the fuck is this?
I'm OJ Simpson, and thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Now, you know how you can thrust into the next subject. I have a lot of sharp ideas, and I never found a time to put it, like, to get to the point, you know? It's like killing me that I haven't even discovered, like, half of, you know, what I'm thinking. It bothers me. It feels like it's a gun getting pointed right at my head. It bothers me.
And you hear that December this year, they're going to thaw out Walt Disney's body in an attempt to bring him back to life?
And you know, my wife...
Why does... You gotta say things?
My wife is amazing, you know?
No offense, but you can't keep down how the hell you married.
Bro, I'm literally making a slew of O.J. Simpson jokes.
My apologies, carry on.
Alright, well, my wife, she sleeps most of the day. She really likes...
She's been sleeping for about 72 hours now.
Yeah, she also likes Kool-Aid, apparently. Specifically, the red one. You know, like, I like cars, all right? I like cars. I especially like a Bronco. A Bronco...
is a pearl white 92 Ford Bronco.
Yeah, a Bronco, it's just my favorite. It's so fast. Like, you know, it's so quick. Like, you can just go down...
I'll be right back.
You can just go down this highway. Very fast, you can go down a highway.
All right, here, you're gonna... I gotta go walk the dog real quick.
Oh. That's a thing. He has to go walk his dog while I'm making OJ Simpson jokes. Alright, well, we'll wait till he gets back, because this show is nothing without my co-host. Alright.
Talk to me.
Mans is back. It's 30 minutes for me around, but it was like 1 second for you, you lucky.
It was not 30 minutes.
It was not.
It was 25 minutes.
5 minutes until 30. Give me a break. That rounds up when I go to work.
I believe, well, what do you want it to round up, though? Because that means you get paid more?
No? Okay, so if I'm starting a shift at 4:30, I clock in at 4:25, but it rounds up to 4:30.
It rounds up to 5.
That would be interesting. I would get less hours. Why? I'm getting a phone call. I don't want to answer.
I can hear your phone vibrating.
Yeah.
Who's calling you?
One of my buddies. He was actually in the other podcast. And he's calling me again. He was actually in this other podcast. You know that podcast that we tried to join with?
Is that the one when I was on maternity? Oh, the one we tried to join.
Yeah. This is Brandon. He's calling me. I don't like it. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, it's the third time he's called.
Damn, seems like your girlfriends aren't the only one for clingy.
I don't know if this is... If he calls another time, I guess this is important. What? Yo. He said yo. Yo, I'm gonna tell him what's going on.
He just texts you, either answer the damn phone or unlock your door.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Honestly, wouldn't be surprised that he just shows up at my door, probably shanked in the freaking leg.
So I incinerated everything off of my tongue yesterday.
Everything off of your what?
Tongue. You know, the licky-licky thing inside your mouth?
Yeah, okay. How? What?
Well, you see, she had crabs. No, it was incredibly hot chocolate I got at, Heebie Jeebies.
You could have just said that, you know?
Well, then I couldn't make the I got joke.
But, like, then,
I swear, my employer's gonna listen to this when I get a job, and he's gonna be like, you have crabs? Maybe this isn't the best position school teacher.
See, like, now you're just making it worse for yourself, saying your employer is gonna watch this. Like,
hello, future boss. I'm great. I'm a good person, I promise.
Yeah.
I just start reading off my resume on the podcast.
Having crabs does not make you a bad person, but alright.
See, I'm a good person, future employer. I'm doing my homework right now.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's doing his homework while talking to me on the podcast.
Yeah, multitasking.
Yep, multitask. That's, you gotta fucking do that. Yep. Honestly, my brain's just foggy right now, so I can't like say any stories right now because like I'm sick.
High beams turned on?
Huh?
You got your high beams turned on?
Nah, bro. Those like, I kind of had to remove them for airflow, you know.
Oh, you did an old school RAM charger strip.
Yep, that's definitely what I had to do. Okay, I might say this. I could have sworn I saw an imported Lamborghini in Winnipeg. Not an Urus. Not an Urus, because there's a lot of Lamborghini Uruses around.
I thought it was an import, so you can buy a Lambo.
But I swear I saw a Lamborghini.
And I'm pretty sure Lamborghinis are all left-hand drive.
But I could have sworn I saw a Lamborghini. I don't know. It looked like a Lamborghini. I don't know what it could have been other than that, because it couldn't have been any other company. Like, I don't know what it was, but it looked like a fucking Lamborghini. It couldn't have been Corvette?
Might have been a Ferrari. Unlikely, though.
I mean, It looked like a Huracan. That's the thing. I'm not saying it was a Huracan. I'm just saying it had similar design to the Huracan. New ones? Huh?
Like a new one?
Yeah, sort of newer one.
Okay, give me a sec. Give me Huracan. Yeah, that's very hard to mistake for something else. So, I've actually seen a Huracan around the countryside, so it may have been that.
Maybe, like, sure, it's probably hard to like get that wrong, of course, but it's like it was very fast. They were going the opposite direction, and like it was like two-way highway. They were going the other direction. We were going the other direction. It went by so fast. I only saw the back end of it. And yeah. I saw like a little bit of the body, and then like the back end of it, rear end, was the main like focus I saw.
Yeah, it may have been a Lambo.
I'd never seen that in Winnipeg. That's actually surprising.
I saw a street Chevy 2 a few weeks ago.
I mean, Chevys are more understandable.
Yeah, not when it's from the 60s. Actually, yes, when it's from the 60s.
But then, like, a Lamborghini and in, like, this area, like, there is Corvette dealer, like, not Corvette, there's Lincoln dealerships that sell Corvettes and Mustangs, but
dude, Lincolns are luxury Fords. There's a lot of those in the city.
Yeah, I know, but there's a near the a mall, there's like a dealership, and there's a whole bunch of like Mustang and Corvettes there.
Yeah, that'd be a Ford dealership.
Oh yeah, it is. I don't know where I got Lincoln from.
There's a Lincoln dealer across the street from it. I know exactly where you're talking about, because there's an IHOP right next to it.
There's an IHOP next to it?
It might not be an IHOP, but Pancake House next to it.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah. Place.
Yeah, place. Food. Who the freaking... What the fuck? Who are you? Why are you here? I'm recording my podcast.
I've never met this man. Like, sounds like your dog.
Is that why you wanted to call me?
What?
I'm recording my podcast, you fucking dumbass.
I was just wondering if I can borrow boxing gloves.
Sure. They're on top there. Yeah, the guy who was calling me earlier, he just did some breaking and entering.
Yeah.
That's not the right one.
Oh, this is the guy from the other podcast.
Yeah, from the other podcast. The one that didn't really go too well, you know?
fuck. Yeah.
Where's the
Howdy, man. How you doing?
Oh, there they are. You have them.
I was
like,
can I do a little...
Yeah, you go. All right. That's interesting.
Hi.
Why are these pages all stuck together?
I don't know. It's your homework. Why is he coming down? Alright.
So, good luck with your podcast.
Yeah.
Alright.
That was interesting. Crazy. Alright. Okay, so where were we?
Ow! We're talking about the Ford and Lincoln dealer across from the street from where you work.
Oh, yes. Yes. I never said I worked there.
I said across the street from where you worked.
You know there's more than one mall?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah. Everyone knows where it works. That's cool.
I really don't think we've revealed where you work on the podcast.
I think we have. Well, now we have.
You know how many Ford and Lincoln dealerships there are in the city? And IHOPs?
Next to a mall?
Yes, I can think of one right now. There's no mall, but it's an IKEA.
There is a mall near an IKEA.
I'd celebrate my honeymoon in Sweden, but I don't want to just celebrate my honeymoon in a massive fucking IKEA.
That was a joke. That was off subject. Why do we have these awkward silences, you know?
I'm trying to think of stuff to talk about while doing my homework. Did you know that James Dean is an American actor, remembered as a cultural icon of teenage disillusionment and social estrangement, as expressed in the title of his most celebrated film, Rebel Without a Cause?
You lost me at actor.
You lost me at James.
Yeah, you lost me at James.
Lost me at Hello, Welcome to the Leather Boys podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking about James Humphrey. I don't know.
Oh, wait, we may get sued for that.
No, they won't sue us.
Yeah, they're not Ferrari. Did you hear Ferrari sued a charity? Oh, wait, they may sue us for saying that. Shit.
Wait, why are you trying to get... We don't even have money, and you're trying to get us a cease and desist letter?
Why are you trying to get us sued? I actually really love Ferraris.
Ferrari is very, very rude. Well, what's the chances that Ferrari is listening to us right now, anyway?
To be honest, I'd say there's a fair shot of it. Don't you dare read that message out loud.
I will not. I will go to chatting, and I will see what it is. But, why would you do that? Why?
I don't want to get sued.
Oh. Well, sick. Ferrari is Ferrari.
I mean, Ferrari is the reason Lamborghini exists. Well, technically, Enzo Ferrari is the reason, but...
I mean, Lamborghinis are cars. Fucking no. Oh, Lord. I'm delirious. I'm reaching the delirious part of my,
Moving on. Like Dodge.
Wow! Whoa, that's crazy. You like Dodge? Why?
I love them. Like Dodge literally stated they will not make an electric vehicle unless it'll make their cars faster. I mean, Chevy did just release like a old school big block that makes more power than the Hellcat, so not gonna lie. I'm not a huge fan of new Chevys, but it's kind of nice.
I mean, if it doesn't guarantee, like, the Ford statement there, you look at the fucking Tesla Plaid, like, you know, the newer Plaid, you know, the one that's supposed to apparently go to 0 to 100 in, like, what, 2-3 seconds?
I think it's 0 to 60 in 2-3 seconds, because do you know that, like, amount of speed, like, in distance and time that has to take place in 3 seconds? And you'd never get to use that zero to... That'd be almost uncontrollable throttle. Like, unless... Like, Dodge, for the Hellcat, they sell a red key and a black key. The black key locks the engine at, like, 400 horse, and the red key unleashes at full, like, 818 horsepower.
Bro. Drag times takes Tesla Plaid Model S on track. 0 to 60 in 2 points.
You're racing a Tesla, though.
2.01 seconds. 0 to 100 kilometers per hour, though. That's different. I'm looking.
Oh yeah, and if you crash, it's good because Tesla parts are really cheap. I think a door handle only will set you back about $5,000.
Okay, 0 to 100 miles per hour in a Tesla Plaid is apparently 4 seconds. So, apparently, what? Search up 0 to 100 Tesla Plaid. I don't like my life. Okay, that makes more sense. I heard some very big lies.
Oh, well, that's on the track. Drag time. Again, I ask, who the fuck is drag racing a Tesla?
I mean, people drag race, people drag race sleepers. Like, who the fuck?
And what, there's multiple meanings when it comes to a car, so what do you mean by sleeper?
What do you mean there's multiple, you know what I mean by sleeper?
I genuinely don't, because I've seen multiple forms of sleepers drag racing. Do you mean like the sleeper build of a car, or like a semi-truck with a sleeper cab?
Oh my god. And you watch Donut Media?
Yes.
So you would know what a sleeper is, then.
Yeah, for God's sakes, I know what you mean.
Don't overthink it, please. You've been overthinking too much lately. It's concerning. Timmy, it can't take it anymore. You gotta stop overthinking, man.
He overthought how his dad cleaned the damn truck.
A sleeper is a freaking car. It doesn't look like it would be fast, but it is fast. Under, like, the hood.
I'm aware.
Okay, then don't act like you weren't.
Hey, I've seen multiple forms of sleeper drag racing.
But you know I'm not that into the car stuff to know any other way of sleeper than that.
I know you're not that much into car stuff, but I don't know how much you're not into it.
Well, I guess, for scale, I don't know any other form of sleeper other than a car that looks on the outside like it's not fast, but the inside is fast.
Yes.
Just for, like, a reference. So, basically, I know, like, almost nothing. I know more than most people, though. I'm, like, up there somewhere.
You're my friend and all, and I'm not gonna say this, but no. You know more than the average not car person.
I never said I knew more than a car person.
You said you know more than most people. That's a big margarine.
Okay, most people, but people, like, varies, of course. You could have told me to be more specific before accusing me of that. I know Subarus suck. Like, fuck. I know a turbo's noise.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna send you a Subaru meme.
Oh god, we've been sending those to each other over and over again. They're amazing.
It's quite fun.
Like, I know, like, turbos are cool. No, I know about turbos, what noise they make, so I know what, like, cars have a turbo in them. If they, like, speed past me and all I hear is something like that.
Am I, yeah. You know what's turbocharged, right?
Huh? Mm-hmm. I didn't hear what you said.
You know my turbocharged, right?
I know about turbocharged?
You know my dad's car is turbocharged, right?
Oh, you have a father, that's right. Oh shit. Alright, yeah. Yes. I do not know that, actually. I did not learn that much about that car in specific. I know that there was no manuals made. Of that car.
Do you, though? Were they?
They only made automatics, apparently. Unless I'm thinking about a different car. What's your dad's car again?
Here.
That doesn't really...
Nope, that's not enough.
That doesn't really answer any of my questions. Here? Yeah! Yeah, wait. 19...
Going.
I was right. Your dad's car did not come in a manual. It only came in an automatic. I knew it. What?
Did you say you knew it came with a manual? Because immediately after that, you said it only came with an automatic.
No, I said I knew it didn't come with a manual. I might have lagged, because I said I knew they did not come with manual and only came with automatic.
Yep.
Boom. I knew it. I just had to make sure it was the same car, because you did that little thing.
So I just sent a meme about my dad.
Sent a meme about your dad?
I just sent a meme about Bill Cosby to my dad.
Alright. How did it go?
Something along the lines of... Cosby sleep therapy. Side effects may include dizziness, morning sickness, and pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did it go?
Did you not just hear it?
No, lady. How did your dad react?
Oh.
Yep, that is how we react. He reacted, ow. Yep. Sometimes glitching works. This is going to be so not funny, and people are not going to laugh, and people are going to smack.
Yeah.
Like
better next week, though, when we finally do another scenario.
Yeah. Like,
and I'm on homework.
Like, right now, the people are, like, trying so hard not to slap their friend right now. It's crazy.
Slap their flip phone shut?
No, just slap their friend. Like, oh, flip phone. I'm talking about that. Heard about the new phones that, like, do the little clampy clamps?
Yeah, they brought back the flip phone.
They really didn't, and that shit sucks. Like, why would you want that? It really does not work. Some people even said, like, well, not some, well, most people actually see that there's a crease in the middle of the screen because of the folding.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how it works. There's going to be a crease there from the fold.
Exactly, and it's stupid because it's just a whole entire line halfway through your phone.
I think it's supposed to work like, what is it, the it's how you kind of flip it open and the screen is like on the top and the bottom?
That's not, no. I'm talking about the like new phones Samsung, I believe, is coming out with. That little, but the screen, no. They literally just have like a screen and that you can fold. You know my phone I have? Literally, imagine that, but I can fold it.
I mean, you can do that anyway, but...
Yeah, but, like, fold it as an actual feature. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I can make a flip for $0 right now.
Yeah, a functional
watch. I'm gonna do it right now. Okay, three.
Did you just get a new phone within a fraction of a second?
No.
What did you do?
I just bent my phone.
Did you just what your phone?
Bent it.
Did you actually bend it?
No.
What the fuck? I don't get you sometimes. You sure you don't need therapy?
I never said that.
You never said you didn't need therapy?
Yes, agreed.
That sounded like you said something about a grape.
Got grapes?
Okay, at this point, I think you're so far gone to the point we need to bring you to a psychiatric center, lay you the fuck down, and get every single fucking therapist in that room.
No, I'm around shouting at me. I'm fine.
They'll have a crucifix out, facing it towards you, yelling at you, because this is not normal, alright? The awkward silence is also not normal, and it scares me. You scare me.
Agreed. Going to Comic next week.
Why? Okay, talk now, you robot.
Why would I talk what?
Okay, you're good. You're better now. Before, you sounded like as if fucking that hacker group, I forgot their name, just sent a message to me in Morse code. Like, that's what you sounded like.
Boy, we have...
It's happening again. Is that some Russian radio waves or something? Magnum Dung. What? What the fuck?
Oh, I just hit a terrorist.
You just... What did you do to a terrorist?
Yeah, okay. I didn't do anything about terrorists yet.
You didn't do anything about terrorists yet? I mean, Taliban are still in control, but...
Taliban are harmless. All it has is
I'm talking to an AI at this point. Oh, tell me more about that. Tell me more. I'm intrigued. He's not telling you more. He's not telling me more. One day Discord is going to do a good job at what it's supposed to do. One day. One day. Oh, the robot's back. Oh. Did you screw up your phone doing whatever the fuck you just did?
What do you mean?
Brother, I think you ruined your phone after you slightly bent it. Because you're just lagging right now.
No, I did not.
Oh, look at you. You're back. Ooh. Hi. You know, beforehand, you were actually lagging. You weren't using your voice for lag. You were actually lagging. Are we still lagging? What the fuck is going on? Can we not put on the cameras? Are you... A hoe. You called me a hoe.
Yes, you're these little hoe.
Oh? I really think there's something wrong with your phone right now.
No, I didn't hold it, I swear.
Bro, you're literally like the laggiest thing ever right now.
No, it's fine.
I'm pretty sure... Okay. I mean, it's probably just Discord.
Yeah.
Even though your phone quality sounds like shit, I have an upset stomach. Guys, I think he broke his phone.
Oh my god, is it happening again?
It was. Now we're good, but...
So, how long have we been recording for?
How long have we been recording of you glitching the fuck out? Or the actual podcast?
The actual pod.
Around 50 minutes.
Alright, you want to keep going or do you want to end it?
I mean, considering the lag, maybe we could just end it.
Alright.
Well, everyone, sorry for the lame podcast. We didn't really have anything planned. Stuff did not go as planned. People infiltrated my house. They broke and entered. It's never fun when someone break and enter your house. But, please, excuse me. Please favorite the podcast and also follow our Twitter. Leather_Chuck is the @. We're Leather Boys, so you can get keeped up on that. Also, our YouTube is, I forgot. My brain's not working right now. Usually I can remember a little bit, but my brain not working. So our YouTube is Leather Boys Podcast. Please go and freaking subscribe. We need subscribers, you know? Check us out on other stuff, suggest it to your friends, maybe not. And also follow us on Instagram, leather_boys_podcast. Boys is always going to be spelled BOIS when you're talking about us. So, yeah, say your last goodbye. Your last goodbyes. Say goodbye, Matt Dunmarker.
Mean love goodbye. Are you firing me?
No, you're still hired. All right, bye, guys.